Oh, absolutely not flattering on any level. I think it's really dangerous to talk about wolf whistling and street harassment as flattering, because it leads to people giving the excuse like, oh, I just meant it as a compliment.
It's not meant to be insulting. I mean, sometimes it's just to reckon that somebody's just beautiful.
I do not like it. When I was younger, it was sort of flattering. It was like, oh, when you're with your friends, it's like a giggle. But as you grow up, it's like, just stop. Why do you want to do that? Like, what are you going to achieve by it apart from cause embarrassment for the girl?
Because it can be really funny, come on. I can take a joke.
If they do it to me, I don't really care about it, but I find it a little bit annoying.
It leads on to a whole different things. Like, one thing, yeah, a man might shout a comment at you without giving it a second thought. For him, he won't even remember it the next day, but for a girl, it can be a very different experience.
I think it's really easy and often satisfying when you've just been harassed on the street to feel really angry against that one person in the moment, but then you also have to recognise that it's like a wider societal problem that has caused mostly men and young boys to feel that they can behave in that way.
Wolf whistling, that distinctive whip-woo sound. It was first used by British sailors, where the whistle signified that an announcement was going to be made on the deck of the ship. When the sailors were docked, they would use the sound to draw their shipmates' attention to an attractive passerby, while the woman, not knowing what the sound meant, would be none the wiser. Today, everyone will have experience with wolf whistling. But is the act of whistling at a stranger in the street simply innocent fun, a light-hearted compliment? Or is this much more sinister? Just the tip of the iceberg of a huge culture of sexual harassment, usually towards women. At best, being catcalled, wolf-whistled, or approached in the street can be taken as an annoying but amusing experience. Although street harassment is a criminal offence, opinion is still divided as to how people should react to wolf-whistling in particular. Is wolf-whistling harassment?
I have had my fair share of harassment by men, by boys, all through my life, as I'm sure many girls do.
I've been harassed, wolf whistling, and also like jeering.
I have been a victim of it, but that's quite odd, because I always feel as if, you know, I'm a man, why are people whistling at me, you know?
People beeping their horns.
It happens to me all the time. It always has happened to my friends. It's happened to probably every woman I know, you know.
People following me and stuff like that onto buses. I've been like wolf whistled and called at by 9-year-old boys. I think that's really telling of the kind of age that people are trained, so to speak, to sexually harass on the street, and to feel like they have license to women and vulnerable people's bodies on the street.
He was doing it many times, so I didn't have a choice. I just went up to him and I slapped him, and he didn't do it again.
Everybody does it. I think maybe people try and might make the case that it's a class thing. But I think that's also really dangerous.
It's a little, it's sort of the tip of the iceberg of a huge thing for women, you know, about like the attitudes of men and why they think they can talk to women like that.
I know some girls who've never, they've been lucky, I guess, that they haven't been harassed, and they feel like there's something wrong with them, like they're not pretty enough, and they're not pretty as the people who are like often harassed. I think that's really unhealthy, and I think people should talk about that a lot more, because I've never really heard anyone address that in like a article or anything.
Sometimes I don't even think they do it because they think somebody, they like that particular person. I just think they do it because they think it's cool to do it.
I think that people who wolf whistle have learned this habit from like someone else. They've been set a bad example.
I guess it makes sense when some people say it's disrespectful, but for me, I don't know, you just need to have some sense of humor. I don't feel demeaned by it or insulted or assaulted or any of that.
I think that's disgusting. I think it's quite shameful for people to be doing that.
This guy saw her not as a person, but more like an object.
I don't see any deeper meaning in it. It doesn't work that way. Everybody knows that you're not going to wolf whistle and then the girl's going to be like, hey, I like you too.
these people should just stop whistling, I think is rude, disrespectful, and it can lead to horrible, horrible things.
Should it be a criminal offence? Well, I think it is a criminal offence in some way, like sexual harassment, street harassment.
Some people in the UK consider it a criminal offence. Would you ever see it like that?
No way. I see it as a joke. Even if they don't mean it as a joke, you don't have to take it that seriously.
It should be a criminal offence. I think that wolf whistling should have, like, a fine or something.
Do you think there's anything we could do about it?
Yes, definitely. People always talk about, with these kind of, like, wider problems that are quite hard to pinpoint, people always talk about, you know, education in schools, which I definitely think is important. But I think education has to start at home. People are being, feel like they have the right to intimidate people on the street and take ownership of other people's bodies on the street, then it must be from a really young age that this begins. So I think definitely a kind of a change in the way that boys and girls are trained to view each other's bodies from a young age.
I had my say.
Podium.me.